I gotta go get on a plane to LA and I have no time to make this video, but I'm so mad and I can't, I don't wanna be mad and I don't, maybe I shouldn't make videos when I'm mad because there's enough to be mad about already. Maybe I'm scared. I just wanna share this. So this first thing made me a little bit frustrated, but I have experienced it before and so it was fine. So this is not the thing that the video is about, but it's an important part of the story. So Friday, it's currently Sunday, I'll probably upload this today. Friday, I posted a thing on Threads, and it's basically a summary of the video I posted here. I'm taking a screenshot of it now. I'll put it on the screen. It says, Cyber Monday is very dumb, but weirdly, I have found that good.store does nonetheless greatly benefit by participating. So right now, we're having our biggest discount of the year. If you're not sure what we have that people in your world might like, we made a quiz. Over 7 hours, it got 33 likes, because that's how Threads works. It is an engagement trap platform, and if it is not maximizing engagement, it is downranked mercilessly. It once could be that a piece of content that was not about maximizing engagement could get a little bit of traction, and that would be the reason why you'd be on the platform, right? So I'm on these platforms, like, having a good time, but also I'm building up an audience so that I can do stuff with them, so that we can accomplish things together. And that means sometimes asking things of people. And that's not going to be the most engaging piece of content. I tried to make this an interesting tweet, but it is about selling things during a Black Friday sale on my charity store. And so people weren't super excited about it. And so it got mercilessly downranked. Like, I very frequently get thousands or even tens of thousands of likes on my threads on threads. Is that what they're called? Threads? Are they called threads on threads? So I was frustrated by that. And we're gonna have two more steps before we get to the thing that really made me mad. So then, because I was frustrated by that, after I saw this post, I open up Threads and I see this post. It says, no tattoos, no purple hair, just natural beauty. What a concept. I love it, Kent Smith. I think it had like 100 likes. And so I reply to Kent and I say, hey, Kent, right now, good.store is having its biggest sale of the year, 25% off absolutely everything. And as always, all the profit goes to charity. Next time you want to judge the choices of people you don't know, then maybe you should just say it quietly into your pillow. And that got way more traction. This is what I should be doing. It's the better strategy. And I was actually able to see on my Shopify dashboard that the number of people visiting GoodStore went up, the number of people buying things on GoodStore went up. It was a success. I shouldn't have done it. I felt bad about it. And I kind of thought, I can point out how dumb Threads is now. I could do that. I could do this in a way that's like people will get. But did I do that? But no, what happened? This post that I hated ended up with 6,500 likes. And I swear when I posted it, it had like 60, but I did not notice that at first. And so because I saw that this was working, I kept doing it. I did post like a kind of mad tweet in response to my first tweet, which is why it has more likes now. I said I posted this 7 hours ago, it's got 33 likes. So I'm gonna have to resort to posting good.store updates in response to Ragebait, aren't I? And so I did that. I did this one where this guy has cropped out all the identifying information on these pictures so that we don't know who the source is. And I was like, I searched for the source and I posted a reply and that got even more traction. And then this one with Japan's self-sizing sneaker pod just changing footwear forever. I said, hello, 45,000 people. This is fake. But if you, because it had 45,000 likes at the time. But you know what? Our biggest discount of the year at good.store, where 100% of profit goes to charity. And then I didn't finish the sentence, but I meant to say it's not fake. And I said, if I'm lying, I will actually experience consequences, unlike rando Threads accounts, so you can trust me. And this is true. This is true. And it had 45,000 likes, and everybody, now it has 110,000. So this is, I guess, not obviously an AI video, because it has 110,000 likes, it has more shares than it has replies, which says to me that these people think that it's real. That Japan really has a thing where you could just stick your bare-ass dirty foot into their contraption at a trade show and it'll build a shoe on you that you'll have to cut off with a knife. People think that's real and that worries me, but that's not really the point of the video. The point of the video is that my best way to get views on our Black Friday Cyber Monday sale at good.store, where it really is our biggest discount of the year and all the profit really goes to charity and all the products really are good, the best way for me, a guy with a big audience, over 800,000 followers on Threads, to get any attention on those is to not just engage in rage bait and be all, I'm superior to the people who are posting the fake stuff. It is to get more eyeballs on the fake stuff and the rage bait. Because that's what I'm doing. Because that's the signal that Threads is taking from this. Threads is like, oh, there's a discussion going on. We need, it's 2025. Meta knows that lots of discussion is not a surrogate for good things happening. Look, Twitter is worse. I go on Twitter right now. Let's see how long it takes before I get something vaguely white supremacist. I do not understand this. Is it a sports tweet or is it white supremacy? You never know.
It's a sports tweet.
Okay, it was like 10 tweets down, but I cannot show it to you because it has slurs in it. It says, Tucker says slur, Trump says slur, who's going to be the hero and take on the final boss? A slur that wasn't one of those two slurs, but is the one. This guy's Twitter account says that he's a liberty enthusiast. So the thing is, I'm pretty sure that the mechanisms by which society is being destroyed are pretty well understood internally at these companies now. I don't know that they're understood by society at large, but I feel like the people at the companies understand. And I feel like they understand what they're doing that rises those things to the top, that makes the platform a place where you experience more feelings of superiority and anger, which together, that's moral outrage, where you're like, this is bad because it is worse than me, where you get like many opportunities to experience moral outrage for no real reason. Like some guy somewhere who might not even be a guy, who might be, you know, just engagement farming, is posting dumb AI images of, you know, cute women from the 50s and saying, why can't things be like they were once? And now girls have purple hair and it makes me very mad. I go to the grocery store and I see their hair color and I'm just like, God, why do women be women? Is that guy even real though? But here we are all of these years later. And it's not like Threads is a brand new product. It is intentionally doing this. They have made the conscious decision to maximize for nothing other than getting people to stay on the platforms. And they would look at my strategy of being like, okay, I'm going to post my charity store links in reply to this engagement bait that's destructive, and I'm going to get views and it's going to get more views. And they look at that and go, that's a win for everybody. And do I feel like that's a win because I made some more sales on Good Store? No, I feel like it's a huge failure because I put more eyeballs on this stuff and I did not notice until this morning. So I guess I'm going to delete those tweets, but fuck me. Let's play connections. Cockatiel, that's a kind of bird. Lemon, that was my dog's name. But that's probably not what it's thinking. Hook, swallow, sparrow. Swallow and sparrow are birds. Cockatiel's a bird. That can't be it. Turkey's a bird. Cameroon! Luffy? That's a problem for Hank Green. Stomach. Bust. Those are areas off the torso. Is it birds? It can't be. I mean, turkey and swallow are kind of confusing birds. It can't be birds, right? Cameroon is wild. Whistle blue, like past tense. I don't know what Luffy is, so I'm a little worried. I've never heard that word before. I do not think, like, I have nothing to go on right now, which is frustrating for me. Okay, let's look at words that are definitely words. Stand, miss. So there's two meanings of miss. There's like, whoa, you missed me. Or like, that was a miss. Or there's like, Miss Piggy. I thought about Miss Piggy for a while and I was like, there's Miss Piggy and Fozzie Bear, but that's not. No. A turkey can be like, that's a real turkey, right? Am I making that up? And that's like a miss and a lemon. Mistakes, like things that were bad, like a bust. Oof, that's a stretch, it feels like. But I feel like it's better than birds because birds is so obvious. It's never the first word. The first word is never a yellow. Blech, I would hate that. Okay. To stand, to bear, to sort of deal with. To swallow, you have to swallow it. I've got ready to give up and go for birds, but now I'm feeling good about this one. Okay. To stand, I have to swallow it, bear it, stand it, bust it, stomach it. Okay, great, great, great. We have a category that's definitely a category, everybody. I feel like there's something to Cameroon. What do Cameroon and Luffy have in common? Luffy. Cameroon. Cameroon has the word maroon in it. Luffy does not have a color in it. Luffy. I don't know what Luffy is. Oh, ooh, I found one. Sparrow, Hook, Silver. These are fictional pirates. Who are the other fictional pirates? We've got Turkey, Captain Turkey. I don't think so. Yeah, okay, now I'm feeling better about Miss Turkey Lemon Bust. So that leaves us, if this is fictional pirates and I don't know the other pirate, which is probably Luffy, because if I don't know it, then we would be left with unread whistle blue Cockatiel and Cameroon. And I was right about the color! Teal, red, blue, and maroon! Holy shit, everybody! It's okay, everything's all right. I feel better about everything now. That's gotta be the purple. That was hard. And then fictional pirates maybe next, because Luffy's hard? Yeah! And then probably the Miss Bust Lemon Turkey. Oh man, that, like, my understanding of turkey meaning that is really on the edge. And then bust, I don't feel like a bust and a lemon is necessarily the same thing, but I could see it. I guess a lemon can be a flop. But it's not usually. Oh, I got a perfect puzzle. Got a perfect puzzle, everybody. And I'm on my 15-day streak. I'm feeling good. Feeling good out here. All right. Well, it is really our biggest sale of the year at good.store. There's a link in the description. 25% off only for today and tomorrow. And then never again. So, sorry for the angry Hank. Peace be with you.